Welcome to the Conference Shop and all the goss, where event insiders spill the tea. We're going beyond the brochures and chatting with people who actually know Australia's best hotels and event spaces. What's new? What's changing? What planners really need to know? It's all on the table. If you're planning events, hosting them, or supporting someone who is, you're in the right place. Today, we're joined by Kate, who looks after an incredible portfolio of hotels across the EBT group. From new openings to standout meeting spaces and tip for planners, we'll be covering it all. So let's get into it. Let's start with your journey, Kate. How did you get into the events and hospitality world, and what's led you to where you are today?
Thanks, Carla. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. I suppose from my teenage years, I always was interested in hospitality, particularly events. My year 10 work experience was actually at the Byron Bay Beach Resort. I spent a few days there with all of the teams at the resort, and I really just loved the camaraderie between everyone. I remember actually sitting with the restaurant team after a lunch service thinking, yeah, this is actually where I want to be and what I want to do. Just fulfilling that guest experience was just so wonderful. My first job out of uni was back on the North Coast at the Ballina Beach Resort. This was my first taste of hotel events, working my way through the restaurant, front desk, and then landing my dream role of functions coordinator. And it was, yeah, just such an awesome time. And then in 2006, we moved to Melbourne, which is, you know, the event capital of Australia. And I was lucky to be accepted for a role within EVT. And my career started with this amazing company all those years back.
Wow. So you've had a long journey then with EVT.
A long journey, yes. So I've been very lucky to experience working in lots of different hotels within Victoria. I've just loved my time with them.
Yeah. So can you tell us a bit about your role and the brands you look after?
Absolutely. My role within EVT is Group Account Director for MICE. So I work with supporting hotels in not only increasing opportunities, but creating brand awareness and ensuring our key partners like the Conference Shop are kept up to date with all things EVT. So we're really lucky with EVT Hotels and Resorts to have such a broad range of brands. Our QT five-star led hotels, which are really quirky, designer, luxury, are very famous for their unique service culture, but with 11 hotels across Australia, New Zealand and Singapore now, all with their local touch and signature style, especially within their food and beverage outlets. Our Rydges Hotels and Resorts, these properties are really quality. They sit in our cities, suburbs and resort style locations with a refreshingly down-to-earth approach. Really our homes away from home, Carla, comfortable, reliable, and again, just that hint of local flavour wherever you're visiting. Our Atura brand is really big on character, service and value. They're a collection of quality urban, industrial and art-inspired hotels, and they all combine a real level of comfort both within the rooms and the dining outlets. I'd love to talk about our Independent Collection by EVT. I love talking to this brand because it really brings a carefully curated, selection of hotels from across Australia and New Zealand. These hotels join our portfolio with a really strong brand presence already in market. So some great examples here are the Ode Hotels, including the Inchcombe in Brisbane, the Old Clare and Harbour Rocks Hotel in Sydney, all with their own, you know, really special character and offerings. And then our Lilo brand, which is our pod-style accommodation. It's really fun, communal, tech-led, sort of targeted toward that really valued explorer. But we have three Lilo properties across New Zealand, one in Brisbane, and excitingly, a couple to come on board in Australia, further in Gold Coast and Fremantle.
Wow. And I love, you know, I do love your brands because they're so distinct.
And they are. Yes.
Even when we get an inquiry, we know straight away which brand we would use within your collection because they are so distinct.
That's so wonderful to hear. And it makes my job, you know, really energetic and fun and dynamic because we do get to talk to lots of different hotel brands and they sit within lots of different areas like yourselves with event planners where someone's going to be really suited to that Rydges product. But then, you know, for something extra special, what do we have within our independent collection and with our QT 5-star? And we certainly have it covered.
Yeah, you do. You really do. And is there any standout brands that you think planners should know about, particularly in Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, I'm really lucky to be able to talk to an amazing portfolio where we have sort of, you know, that budget to luxe and everything in between covered. You know, you can find yourself, Carla, beachside at the luxurious QT Gold Coast. The hotel is sophisticated. It's sun-drenched. It's a beautiful new ballroom that can seat 600 people. Or then, you know, pop up to the QT rooftop where the landing, it's a picturesque lawn overlooking the ocean. It's complete with a fire pit and it's an absolute vibe. So if you're on the Gold Coast, you really need to check out that QT rooftop. And then in Melbourne, our award-winning meetings and event spaces at Rydges Melbourne are one of the city's really most versatile conference and events venues. They have 11 spaces spanning 1,500 square metres across two levels, and they're fitted with, you know, best in market sound, lighting, music systems. The production possibilities are endless. So whether you're hosting a really large conference or an intimate board meeting, Rydges Melbourne is the place to be. In Brisbane, the recently updated parlor room at the Inchcombe, it's just absolutely stunning. It's the perfect space for cocktails, dinners, in a really boutique and intimate space. And then we also have you covered regionally. So Rydges Resort Hunter Valley, it's our largest event offering, accommodating over 1,000 delegates, with the largest exhibition space in New South Wales outside of the Sydney CBD. It has some amazing facilities. The team get really creative there with their food and beverage. Carla, I know we previously welcomed you there on a famil, and we certainly experienced not only what the resort offers, but just how amazing the region really is.
It really is.
Yeah, it's stunning out there. You know, the food, the wine, the activities that you can do not only on site, but how they work within their local tourism is just, you know, it's the place to be for sure. And then I suppose just to touch on, you know, hotels and resorts sits within the T of EVT, which is travel. However, we do work really closely with Event Cinemas and Thredbo. The teams offer, you know, that real alternative option for event planners, just tapping again into that uniqueness of the portfolio and how we can bring your event to life in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really standout properties there. And I have to say, Rydges Melbourne was an incredible transformation.
Wasn't
it? Did an amazing job. It was incredible, really.
Now, well, we're so lucky. Yeah, we're so lucky with, you know, what they've now produced at Rydges Melbourne, just not within just the physicality, but the environment, the vibe, the team there. They all are really proud of the venue, and it's just it's just fantastic to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's great. So I know you touched on this very quickly, but is there anything new or exciting happening with EVT? Any hotel openings, refurbishments, or any upcoming developments the listeners can learn about?
Yes, definitely. We recently announced some really exciting changes, particularly in Queenstown, where we're integrating the Rydges Hotel into an elevated 5-star QT offering. The conference space will also have some refurbishments, and we'll be looking to reopen mid-2026. So this is a full conversion of the existing 150 to Rydges Queenstown rooms. And yet we really can't wait to open the curtains to this one. The QT facilities have, you know, been purposely designed to meet the needs of the wellness and the adventure guest, including a state-of-the-art gym, pool and facilities, you know, to cater for hikers, mountain bikers, skiers, snowboarders, you name it. Whatever the season, Queenstown is the place to be, and we'll have an amazing product to match that. And then we obviously touched on Rydges Melbourne, and although it has been open for a couple of years now, it really is our flagship Rydges property, and it's paved the way, I suppose, for that elevated Rydges brand. And we're now seeing further locations follow this design in the aesthetic and the amenities, including Rydges North Sydney, Ridges Port Macquarie and Ridges Australia Square, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that is. Great transformations. What's something your brand does exceptionally well when it comes to hosting corporate events?
Yeah, I love this question. And I think when I do think about EVT properties, the word unique comes to mind. I was just recently in a two-day training course with some hotel leaders, and that the way that each of them spoke about their hotels really highlighted the diversity across our portfolio. We offer a variety of venues, and they're more than just a hotel function room. Our brands are certainly positioned as leaders in food and beverage offerings, along with flexible spaces to guarantee, you know, event planners and their clients are fulfilled. I suppose anything is possible at EVT, Carla. We don't like the word no. If we haven't done it before, our teams work on how they can make it work. This involves a lot of collaborating with all departments, so chefs, planning and operations teams, to really ensure everyone is aligned when delivering an exceptional event.
Yeah, I can say we've personally experienced that. You guys never say no and you're so flexible. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's so fantastic to hear, because it is something that we talk about within our sales teams around being flexible and being open to different ways of your event space or how menus can work, just to, so I suppose, really tailor an offering to a client, because you don't know until you've tried it and quite often it's successful.
Yeah, and that's true. And it's just good to think outside the square sometimes, because especially now with just venues coming online, new venues that aren't hotels. So I think, hotels really need to make sure that they're thinking outside the square.
Absolutely. And just being adaptable to the requests is our biggest message as well.
That's great. So what's something planners might not know about your venues that could actually save them time, budget or stress?
Yeah, so we have a very collaborative approach within our venues. Our sales leaders and teams, they work closely amongst themselves to assist planners in recommending EVT properties. So if someone inquires with a venue in Melbourne and the planner is seeking to hold that same event, say in Sydney on a future date, our teams are very well equipped and set up to even narrow down that selection for the planner and can brief that into the team, saving time. I also act as a conduit between event planners and locations that are best suited to the brief. So I'm always very happy to discuss requirements and be that one point of contact to begin with. We just find that both of these offerings, you know, not only promote brand and awareness between all of us, but it just, you know, it forms trust, and it's just a real ease of doing business with multiple properties at once.
Yeah, I know that we do that with you a lot, Kate. It's like, Kate, help, can you look at this place for us?
Well, that's what I'm here for, Carla, and I'm so happy you say that, because, you know, and I really love to see what's coming through as well, you know, suggesting a particular venue that may not have been at the top of or even on the list. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can at least open the doors for someone else as well.
Yeah. So is there something unique or lesser known about your brand that more people should know about?
Yeah, I sort of took this question as about things that you might not so much see when you're receiving a proposal or on the phone with our teams. And it's something internal that we promote a lot, and it's our EVT pillars, which are our people, our community and our environment. And within the community pillar sits something which I absolutely love. It's our EVT mantra of everyone belongs. So through our internal communication platform, we're able to provide a space for people to really share experiences that are outside the workplace. So this could be a community event that they're involved in, a fundraising initiative, the netball coach of your daughter or your son. So it just really embraces the richness of everyone's story. And, you know, we're always learning and growing from different experiences, and it's just a really fun way to learn more about our teams.
Oh, I love that. That's excellent.
Yep.
So what trends then are you seeing for 2025 that smart planners should keep an eye on?
Yeah, I think probably echoing what we were talking about before in regards to experience, we know that content and program curation is important and will always be important, but we really do love to work with planners on how this can be elevated. So delegates' expectations, you know, of course we're meeting them, but maybe we expose them to something they weren't expecting, that can just take that workshop or panel conversation or an intense conference chat to the next level. I have a really great example of this, which I've experienced at QT Melbourne in in partnership with Guide Dogs Victoria, the hotel welcomed Russell, a gorgeous Labrador, to their team in February, and he's their official wellness dogcierge. And he meets and greets in the foyer, he pays visits to conference rooms, and it really is just quite beautiful and an uplifting moment when he enters the room. We love it, the guests love it, and you know, there is that sort of just a little bit of a relief, which you know, can break sometimes that tense conference air. So that is something that, you know, we just love to see happening. And I think also just really working with your venue closely in that proposal stage is vital. Expectations are set and we can collaborate with yourselves successfully on what the client is looking for. You know, we're always going to be working with budgets. It's just how we are smart about ensuring that we're tailoring to the purpose. So, you know, obviously, yeah, even with a seemingly low budget, we can certainly create experiences that are unforgettable.
Yeah.
So, yes. So next time you're in Melbourne, we'll have to go to QT so you can say hi to Russell, because he's just the best.
Oh, my God. I might want to adopt Russell.
Yeah, I think everyone does after they meet him.
Russell would be perfect on a really stressful day.
Absolutely. Yes. He came into our two-day leadership training and, yes, it was lovely.
Oh, how gorgeous. So what's the funniest or most unexpected fail you've experienced while on site or running a conference?
Yeah, I actually, this is quite a funny one to think about, because lots of things happen where we may not want to broadcast them. But, you know, I'm thinking back to even in my early 20s back at the beach resort. It's actually a wedding story, not a conference. So I hope that's okay. But it ties into front office and back office communication. I was working at a wedding one evening and the wedding coordinator wasn't there. So it was really up to us young operations staff to sort of get a hold on what was happening. And, you know, we worked through a few things, and then I walked into the kitchen and the chef was plating up the entrees, and the bride and groom hadn't even arrived. And this was in the early 2000s where, you know, chefs could be a little rowdy and a bit noisy. And
yes,
I drew the short straw that day. So I had to advise him that stop plating, please, because the bride and groom have not arrived yet. And I think that was definitely my first experience of the importance of a event order and a run sheet and that communication between front and back of house. You know, we're obviously always encouraging those pre-conference, pre-event meetings, so we don't have such an unexpected fail. Yeah, it's funny now. I can laugh at it, but at the time it was certainly a bit of a scary moment.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's baptism by fire, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely.
So if someone's considering one of your hotels for their next event, what's the best way to get started?
Yeah, I mean, we've said it a couple of times on this already, Carla. We love working with you and the team at the conference shop. You've got a really great idea of our portfolio, and again, we can work together. But so I would say reach out to Carla and the team. You're in very good hands there.
And of course, they can also come to a website. And thanks for that, Kate.
Yes, absolutely. So you can go to evt.com where you will find about, you know, all of our amazing properties, and that will divert you to QT, Ridges, wherever you're looking for. Here to help when you need.
So now, what's a behind the scenes moment the guests never saw but you'll never forget?
Yeah, I really loved this question, because it's often a feeling, not so much a moment for me, and that feeling is joyous relief. And it's those times, you will have felt this as well, Carla, where, you know, the event has kicked off, or the event, somewhere along the way of the event, you just go, oh, we've done it. This is amazing. Everything is where it needs to be, and all everyone is happy. I'm thinking back to when I was at Yarra Valley Lodge, one of our independent collection hotels, and it was at the start of 2022, COVID restrictions weren't in place anymore in Victoria, but there was still some uncertainty about if you had COVID, you were still very much isolating, or you certainly weren't coming to work. We had a big event, a moto trekking event. There were 250 guests that had been on an adventure ride from Sydney to Melbourne. We were their last stop. So they were ready to kick off the boots, have a cold drink and a big plate of food. And one by one, our food and beverage staff were just falling like flies with COVID. So we had to certainly change a few things around the operations of the evening, communication with the client. And, you know, as soon as they all got a drink at the bar and a plate of food and sat down, myself and the sales team went back down to our office and enjoyed our own cold drink. And it was just that, yeah, that joyous relief of like, oh my goodness, 24 hours ago, we didn't see ourselves here, but here we are. And just one of those, you know, those extraordinary events that you pull off. And it's all about working together as a team and that collaborative approach, as I've mentioned. Yeah.
And everyone just jumping in and pitching in, because at the end of the day, you're all working for the same venue and you want it to come off 100%.
And that's what, you know, we had maintenance guys setting up buffets. We've got, you know, the GMs putting plates out. Everyone was on a very level playing field that night. So we all just had to get in and make it work. And it did. And it was, yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And it was such a tricky time, that whole COVID thing.
Yes.
So it would have been
very much so.
God,
yes.
The dread.
It would have been one of our biggest events after, you know, 250 people.
Yeah.
And yeah, but we pulled it off and it was, yeah, it was fantastic.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for the episode of The Conference Shop and All the Goss. If you picked up a tip, had a light bulb moment or know the perfect venue for your next event, we've done our job. Don't forget to follow the show. And if you're looking for a venue that actually ticks all the boxes, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy planning.